In recent years, public health officials in 38 states have signed contracts with behavioral health companies. The deals pay those companies to provide mental health care and substance abuse treatment to millions of low-income Americans, most of whom are on Medicaid. Massachusetts became the first state to sign a contract in 1992. A decade later, that arrangement still gets an equal measure of praise and criticism. Madge Kaplan of member station WGBH in Boston has the second story in a series on the growth of the behavioral health care industry.
The way Kim Holt sees it, she wouldn't have a job if it weren't for the Massachusetts Behavioral Health Partnership. That's the private company that provides mental health care for about a third of the state's 900,000 Medicaid recipients.
I've been in the mental health system since I was 4 years old. I have bipolar disorder with psychotic symptoms and severe PTSD. And the partnership created a job for me when I was feeling like I might be ready to go back to work.
Holt's title is Projects Coordinator for Prevention and Outreach. Among her many accomplishments, organizing this large conference on rehabilitation and recovery in Worcester, Massachusetts. Dozens of others with mental illness at the conference share Holt's enthusiasm for the role they get to play with the partnership. Howard Trackman is a consultant who heads up a major quality initiative.
We use consumers and family members to interview mental health clients in all types of different programs, whether it be acute inpatient hospital, outpatient, substance abuse, with survey instruments that the consumers have designed and tested. We take back that information. We produce very, very detailed reports.
To be able to do work for the partnership and serve on various advisory councils has offered the mental health community in Massachusetts an unprecedented seat at the table. Mental health care recipients also applaud how the state structured the $330 million contract with the partnership. There's a firewall between the money that must be spent on services and the part of the budget where the company can make a profit. This year, the partnership will earn $5 million in profits, some of which is reward for completing a specified list of research and quality improvement projects. Partnership CEO Nancy Lane.
We're looking to improve the clinical capacity in programs run by the Department of Social Services and also by the Department of Youth Services. We are working on increasing our ability to provide kind of desktop reporting to providers from our system.
What we find is that a good payer makes for a good program. And Massachusetts is a unique, smart, creative, cutting-edge payer.
Richard Sciola is a division president of the partnership's parent company, Value Options. The nation's number two player in behavioral health care, Value Options earns two-thirds of its revenues and half its profits from Medicaid and other public health programs.
The other state programs have not developed as creative a model for contracting that incentivizes all the parties in a way that moves the Commonwealth toward the achievement of its goals and objectives.
Meaning, in other states, the only way to make a profit is often by spending less on services. The Massachusetts contract may be a model to some, but there are critics.
It's not what it's cracked up to be.
Attorney Susan Fendell is on a committee funded by the state judiciary to monitor mental health services for low-income people. She claims that under the partnership, seriously ill patients are getting a lot less face time with providers than they used to. When patients do see therapists, she says, the focus is often only on medication. Fendell wants more oversight of services and more public discussion about whether the state should be helping the partnership make a profit.
Performance standards are a great idea. The problem with performance standards as they're incorporated in this contract is that the partnership is getting extra money for them.
In fact, no one really knows what improvements in mental health services these companies have made, wherever they operate. There's evidence more people are gaining access to care, but no one can say yet to what effect. Health officials in Massachusetts admit their contract with the partnership is no longer saving the state money. And for their part, behavioral health industry spokespeople say interest in the huge Medicaid market has cooled. As one put it, expected lower payments are rarely accompanied by lower expectations of services. Still, there's a strong conviction by some that the true benefits of managing mental health care and substance abuse treatment are still to be realized. And here in Massachusetts, officials don't appear to be in any hurry to take back the responsibility. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.